We continue with our pregame coverage here from Kinston. I'm pleased to be joined now by pitcher Trey Gibson. Trey, excellent work yesterday on the mound, nearly five perfect innings in relief. How would you describe the way it went for you yesterday?
Hey, thank you. I thought it went pretty well. I was able to execute most of my pitches and my off speeds. I really liked the way Cole was calling pitches yesterday. Me and him were on the same page pretty much most of the day. But all that comes back to just the work that I'm putting in with our pitching coach, Andy, day in and day out, and working with the training staff as well.
It seems like by the outing, you're getting built up a little bit more. You're starting to maybe get a better feel for your stuff. Did you kind of feel like yesterday just really confident coming out of the bullpen and just kind of went for you all throughout the day?
Yeah, no, I felt really in tune with my body from the get-go, and I felt like I was just trying to beat the hitters with my best stuff. I was attacking the zone. I was trying to win every battle, win every pitch.
Now, how important is it to have that camaraderie with your catcher? Like you said, Cole Ehrman, I believe, has caught you all three times this year, and it seems like you guys have established quite the connection as battery mates.
Yeah, no, it's really special because being able to talk with him off the field as well, just getting to know the type of guy he is, exceptional guy, by the way, but just trying to pick each other's brains. So, like, in the heat of the moment during the game, those split seconds it takes to change a pitch, it ruins the flow. So being able to be on the same page all the time with him has been, it's been fun.
Now, you mentioned to me you have a cutter. It seems like you've got about four or five pitches you can go to in your arsenal. To have that many you can go to at any time, does it really help you really in all counts against different batters?
Yeah, it does. I'd say the biggest thing with throwing multiple pitches is the ability to throw them in the strike zone and get takes and swings and misses. So a big focus for me is being able to land both my sweeper and my cutter, or not my cutter, my curveball in the zone at any counts to steal strikes. That's been a goal for me my entire life, to be honest, being able to throw my off speeds in the zone.
We're talking with pitcher Trey Gibson here on the On Deck Show. A few more things for you. Last year, you didn't get to pitch at all during your college season, but you did get a chance to pitch in the Cape Cod League before signing out with Baltimore. So going back through really this last year or so, Trey, what was it like for you to end up where you are now, to considering you weren't able to pitch for Liberty last year?
It's pretty good. I mean, I enjoyed the time I had up in the Cape Cod. I mean, obviously, it got me ability to play and get signed by the Orioles. But ever since then, it's been day in, day out grind. Really, really love it. The people that I've been around with, come in contact to, it's a special thing that the Orioles have going on right now. I'm happy to be a part of it.
You know, what are some of the things you've maybe learned from the Orioles organization since signing? Now that you've had maybe a spring training and some outings this year, obviously under your belt now.
I'd say that they've done a good job at telling me what I do good at, but most importantly, what I need to get better at. I remember having a few conversations with Chuck down in Florida about what he expects out of me as I move forward. But they do a great job at communication of what they're trying to see from us as players.
And then finally, Andy Sadowski, mentioned him as well, the pitching coach for this team. It seems like he's really put together a nice start with this pitching staff this year, and you've been a big part of it. So being part of this experienced group, and for a pitching coach that seems like he's having a lot of success, what's it been like working for him?
Awesome. Andy is such a nice dude, such a cool guy. But the information that he's able to relay to each of one of us pitchers is pretty incredible. What he expects out of us, but also at the same time, we're able to bounce questions from each other and just try to dig each other's mindset up a little bit. And that the information I learned from him has definitely contributed to how I performed so far this year.
Trey, really appreciate the time. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Hey, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Trey Gibson, Shorebirds pitcher. We'll take a break and come back with Lamps after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.